one thing I don't fuck with is two things I don't fuck with in the house. Yeah. It's two things in the house I don't fuck with is the water and electricity. Them two I call motherfuckers for. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's so I mean I ran the extension cord in here and now everything is charged up. So I could have did this shit yesterday. I just wasn't thinking about it.
No, I saw good shit. I wasn't. It didn't matter to me. I don't even know what the fuck we did yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted to have Santana on because I knew that would be a good episode.
Oh, we definitely we gonna table that joint because
I want to do that one and I want to do the other one I seen, the T.I. versus Wayne.
We gonna get into that because we can talk about that one with us. We don't need her for that one, but
man, we
definitely
can talk about it where. Whatever, I'm not worried about her. I'm just saying, like,
oh yeah. It'd
have been nice.
It would have been nice, yeah, no doubt. But we're definitely gonna talk that. We're gonna talk that other one. That Jay. We're gonna talk that one.
We can talk that. Fuck that. I'm not worried about.
Nah, we ain't gonna talk about that one.
No,
right,
it would have been.
Oh nah. Cause I want her to be on when we talk about that one. We can table that for whenever. Because it's me and you agree.
Yeah.
What is? There's nothing left. There's we agree. So
I can't wait to tell her to shut her mouth.
Yeah. I don't think that's gonna be a great idea. I think we should.
I gotta research for that one to get ready. That way I got everything. That way I'm.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because you can't. That's an argument we can't. You just can't swing in the dark with that one.
No, I was thinking that I would have like a list. Together,
oh, of the songs.
So like,
yeah.
What Jay gonna play when this?
Exactly. We gonna matter of fact, we gonna discuss that as well too. About we gonna talk about verses in general. We gonna definitely talk about that shit because y'all was scoring different than me.
All right, hold on. Dude, are we starting the episode? Or are we gonna start the episode? Or not?
It's recording. It don't matter. But I'm cutting in where
that's how we always just. I'm about to say, just so y'all don't know, we do it like the 85 South show. We just be here talking shit and then just press record at some point.
Yeah.
So
it's running.
If y'all listening, welcome back to the HHPH. This is episode
21.
21.
And I got a song for 21.
They said this nigga 21 Savage, if he was a Pokemon, he'd just be like, 21, 21.
I was going to play some 21 Savage for the 20. For the
I like 21 21 Savage, yo.
I do.
And yo, I want to come on here. Wait a minute. Before we get started, I want to come on here and apologize, yo. Because I was like real super insensitive to that King Von situation before I even knew anything about it. And that boy got some heat.
Yeah. I've been saying that.
But I don't always trust you all the time, though.
I know.
And there's good reason, and we'll get into that later too.
I swing out the park, man. My shit be out the park. I don't know what you talking about, but matter of fact, I'm about to play one right now. Hold on, let me make sure I got the volumes correct on this shit. Let me make sure I got the volumes correct, because I don't want to blast it out there too loud. You ready?
I gotta talk my shit every time before I say something, niggas breeze on me. Say some shit, baby.
Drinking out the bottle, bullets hollow, still be in Chicago, me tie F and Damo, huh? I don't need a Marcelago, cause folding them fit in Tahoe. I'm big, but still a papa, bigger nigga, fuck is Drago. Stupid, we start shooting while they fucking looting. Dumping out the can like cheap ass sushi, flip your fucking Brutus. Riding packed in vans with things that flash, but we ain't fucking tourists, huh? They like Breezo, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, nigga.
Like Breezo, what the fuck you doing? What you think about that?
That's hard. I like that.
600 Breezy.
I like 600 Breezy. Listen, I like ignorant shit, but the adult in me is like, why are you listening to this shit?
Because this shit fucking bangs. That's why. Yeah. Like, come on.
It does, but yo, your content is like, yo, I got kids, nigga. I don't want them growing up like this.
But sometimes you gotta be on your gangster shit. Because you can't let niggas think it's sweet all the time.
Yeah, I see. I don't fall back into that because you know how I was as opposed to how I am now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Both of us.
So it's like, Yeah, so I don't like to go back and revisit that. And sometimes it's hard, especially when you're at work. You know, we work these government jobs and shit like that. So it's like,
yeah, you gotta
talk to me any way you want.
Yes, yeah.
But you know, it is what it is. It's hard, and I'm thankful that I'm working from home, because this remote shit has brought out a lot of bold shit in people.
Yeah. See,
something that you would never talk to me like in my face. You know what I mean?
One thing I've been very lucky with throughout everything, I think God has really been blessing me, because I don't let people talk to me any kind of fucking way. Like, I just snapped on.
You can only talk to me a certain type of way if you know me, because I know where it's coming from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I just meet you or I'm not around you all the time, yo, you can't talk to me any kind of way.
Well, let me just put it.
I'm not going to allow it.
Well, let me tell a quick story. This happened back when we was in the desert, and it was a New Year's Eve party. New Year's party.
We need a little flashback noise.
I know, right? So it's New Year's, and the party's going on, and my boss at the time was a little drunk, and he had said some shit to me that had pissed me off. So I end up pulling him outside, and I pulled the knife out. I pulled the knife out and headed to his neck.
You one of them type niggas. Yeah, you one of them type of niggas.
What do you mean?
You do too much. No, that's doing too much, yo. That nigga that carries the hawk around, like, y'all niggas do too much, yo.
That's like the last incident.
You,
like,
you know what's crazy is, like, I always have that one friend that always carries the hawk, and I'm like, yo, I'm thankful that I can get along with you. You know what I mean? Like, because I know you thrown off a little bit. You know what I mean? And I'm just thankful that I'm thrown off just enough to get along with you.
I'm not thrown though. I'm very
I know you're thrown.
I'm different. I'm not thrown.
That's a different way of saying thrown.
Whatever. It's when shit get to a point, man. It's like, a lot of it has to do with alcohol as well. I will definitely say that as well, too. A lot of it has to do with alcohol. Alcohol will get me to 0 to 100 in a second. Like, a motherfucker say some shit, and it's like, it's on like that. And yeah, ever since I stopped drinking, it's been a whole different,
I had to leave
person.
That shit alone.
Yeah.
Like, it's been forever since I was off that Quavo, that tequila shit. And somebody gave me two shots last night, and it had me feeling, you know, I wasn't saucy, but it had me feeling right. But it sent me back, you know, flashbacks and shit. Because anytime I smell that type of tequila right now, it just, like, automatically turns my stomach.
Yeah.
I drank too much of that shit in Korea, and it's all bad business.
Yeah. I can't fuck with it.
That was a dark time. That was a dark time in my life. Yeah, it was a good time, but it was a dark time.
Yo, why all the dark times be like some of the fucking dopest shit at the same time?
It's like, no risk, no reward.
Yeah, you're right.
No risk, no reward.
Yo, like,
you do some dumb shit and have some fun.
Yo, but it was a different type of, you know, it was just, everything was different, though. A lot of this shit, it wasn't cameras and shit involved with a lot of this shit, so a lot of things we was getting away with that niggas cannot get away with right now.
Yeah, I felt like Michael Jordan back in the day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Mike would have been caught up on a whole bunch of bullshit if it was cameras and shit like that around.
Oh, hell yeah. That's how I feel, too. I'm like, yo, and we did have them, but it wasn't, they weren't out like they are now.
It was like flip phone cameras and shit like that.
Yeah, it wasn't. The footage was still a little grainy.
Exactly. You could deny that wasn't me.
Yeah, exactly.
you get him with the R. Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. That's digital piss. I don't know what you're talking about. It's digital. They can enhance that. That's Photoshop.
Yo, but what did I tell y'all? Didn't I tell y'all we would be back before Thanksgiving? So I was right.
Yes, we did it.
I was kind of I was kind of on the fence. I didn't think we was gonna make it, but yeah, I mean, we're here.
But we had to because we have to get to the big story, which is it's not Trump not conceding. That's not the big story. The big story is the Gucci versus Jeezy.
That's where we're at in life.
That's where
Gucci
we gotta
and Jeezy is.
We gotta start.
First
with
of
that.
All, nobody was talking about Gucci and Jeezy until this damn Versus. No, nobody knew Jeezy had an album coming out yesterday or whenever. Nobody knew.
That's why this
so
is...
So for this, everybody to be all gung-ho about this shit is fucking mind-boggling to me.
Yes, that's the shit that I was going to start off with. But since we... I don't know, because you got Jeezy winning this, so let's just put it this way. Before we argue, let's just agree on a couple things real quick. Let's just agree on the fact that the name of the shit is...
It doesn't matter anyway.
That first, and the fact that it's called Versus, right? It's Versus. Mm-hmm. So you put a song versus another song, right?
Okay. All right.
Gucci started the entire shit.
I get where you're trying to paint this narrative.
Well, Gucci, that's what I'm saying. Gucci started the entire, he led the entire time. So you have to match whatever song he starts off with. So let's put it this way. If 50 Cent, we never had a battle where it was two people that had this song with
each
other.
This is what I don't like what you're doing right now. Because right now you're trying to break it down into what? Segments so that you can say Gucci won.
No, Gucci did not win, fam.
No,
I'm telling you how I scored it. I'm trying to break it down on how I scored it, on why I scored what I scored.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
We've never had a battle with the two people. What's the truth?
Yeah. Listen, but I'm going to tell you the truth, all right? I popped in and out of this. I didn't watch the whole thing front to back, but I caught all the good parts. But to me, this was a wash before it even happened. Like, there, Gucci cannot keep up with Jeezy's catalog. Period. There's no way you can tell me that.
And that's
the only people who thought Gucci won this. Look, and this goes back to my Hawk theory.
Whatever.
The only people who thought Gucci won this is thrown off niggas like PJ.
No, but listen though.
Absolutely.
You're not gonna let me. You can say that, but you at least gotta let me explain.
I'm gonna let you explain.
Can I explain myself?
Because I don't want to get Hawk.
Whatever.
I don't want to catch that $150.
Whatever. All I'm saying is we've never had a – and I can agree on that. Jeezy's catalog is shitting on Gucci's catalog. You can't compete with who's he with, Interscope or Def Jam? You can't compete with Def Jam Money versus – I forgot who Gucci was with, but
– by himself because he's thrown off.
he was with, like, Koch or some crazy shit. Like, I can't remember. He was with one of them,
isn't Koch independent, though?
Yeah, they just
do all your
distributing. Yeah, he was with somebody that does some shit like that. For the most part, they do marketing, but it ain't really like that. They ain't not the big boys or whatever. So
yeah, I was about to say because Dipset was with Koch for a little bit.
Yeah, but I can agree on that. The catalog doesn't win the verses for me. I'm putting song for song. And here's my thing like this. We got two people that actually had beef with each other that have active songs that's going against each other.
Real beef, not that fake bullshit.
Yeah, this is real shit. Like, you sent niggas to come try to kill me, and I killed your homeboy instead. So my thing with this is if 50 Cent and Ja Rule did a versus, and 50 Cent started off with I Smell Pussy, and Ja Rule came back with Holla Holla. You can't do that. You have to respond to what the fuck I played.
No.
That's why I scored the way I scored.
No, see, I know how you're thinking, but that's not how this is set up if we look at any of the other battles.
This isn't like any of the other battles, and that's what I'm getting at. It's not like any other battles.
With DMX and Snoop, it was one of those things. No, not DMX and Snoop. Who was the... Damn, what was we watching? The one where he kept switching it over to R&B? What battle was
it? It was like Fab or somebody, maybe. Or Nelly or one of them. I don't remember.
Was it Kiss? If it was Kiss, it was or Kiss Fab, and whatever. Fab. It doesn't matter. The thing is, this is how you're controlling the whole battle. Like, nigga, okay, you want to play some hard shit, but I don't really got no hard shit. I'm going to try to switch the narrative so that I could bring you into my world and beat you down there.
No, but this is so the thing. I get you on that. I can understand that. But here's
you
the
trying
thing.
To make
if
this
you
a
got
fight,
song,
cause.
But if you got song, nigga, he said I killed your boy on stage. Shit, you better respond with a song. Like, you have shit in the catalog that's going back at Gucci. There's plenty of songs that he has that he could have played to go back. Listen. And he tried to. I understand. I want to be the grown man. I want to wear the. I want to wear the hat, the new hat and shit like that. I had a shirt on or whatever the fuck. I'm with the my
shirt
new
with
lady.
The pants on.
Yeah, yeah.
The
looking
shirt with your pants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gucci talking about he spent $10,000 to look like a human Timberland. That
See,
bitch.
You
who
gotta
would
do,
spend that much money to look like that?
You gotta do the math on that. You gotta do the math on that. There's a reason for that shit.
Why? What's the reason?
I'm about to pull it up on why he said what he said. There's a reason for it, and I had it. I had it up somewhere. Okay, here it is. The reason he talked about the 10K, because that was a shot at Jeezy, because it was I think they put 10K on his head. That's how much the amount was that they put on his head was $10,000. And then he said, let's put the jewelry up because the whole joint was they were supposed to grab his jewelry. That's why he said what he said.
Oh, see, now you in the versus conspiracy theory.
I'm not in no versus conspiracy.
Gucci ain't smart enough for that.
Yes, he is. Yes. Yo, the man runs his own record label. He's smart enough for that.
He the only one on that record label.
No, he's not. He got a little. Don't make me play the little the young boy song. What
Please
the
don't. Please
yeah,
don't.
I'm not. Yeah, I ain't got it downloaded because if I did, I would. I would have played.
I don't feel like getting a stroke today.
Nah, man. That shit go hard, man. I don't know why you.
Gucci music is horrible. Aside from maybe a couple songs, like, Gucci catalog is horrible.
I fucks with it.
I'm
going to
be honest
shit.
With you.
He has a lot of music, man. I fucks with most of it for the most part.
And that's why you thrown off.
I'm not. That doesn't make me throw
off. Listen to that shit all day.
It ain't, yo, first off, it ain't like I'm just like riding around listening to Gucci all day. Like, if I'm in a mood, I'm listening to Gucci.
There is never a point in my life where I'm in the mood to listen to Gucci.
Like, I live by a lot of Trump. I live by a lot of Trump supporters. So,
well, especially up here. You'll never get in nobody car and be like, yo, throw that Gucci on.
First off, I'll be honest with you. Don't nobody get in my fucking car. I don't let niggas in my shit. That's the first thing. My thing is, yo, you ain't got your own? What are you talking about? Meet me there. What do you mean pick you up?
Oh, man. Well, then you should be a Jeezy fan because he's on his grown man shit. Because
I'm the nigga
that be
ready to leave.
The way. Yo, me too. But I respect the way that Jeezy handled that whole situation. He really did that old white man saying. He really killed him with kindness. He backed him up into a corner so far that he had no choice but to dead that beef.
I feel like they was gonna dead it regardless. That's why. That's why Gucci came.
He tried to get his last couple shots out.
Yes. He tried. Yeah. You gotta let it.
Jeezy probably told him, get it all out.
Bruh, you sent people to try to kill me. Like,
well,
we
what
lucky.
They were saying. They was like, it's easy for you to get over it. Nigga, yeah. You wasn't the one that was about to get killed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no wonder he grown, man. Like, you still got, he has to feel the type of way still. I mean.
And nigga, your head was only worth $10K? That's it?
Yeah, I mean, that's
what Drake say. 50,000 on my head is disrespect.
Yeah. Yo, we ain't gonna get into Drake the God, bro. We ain't gonna talk about Drake the God, man. I'm waiting for that album.
We gonna have that conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
January 21st, right?
I don't know, is it? I'm waiting on that. That's gonna be the shit. That's gonna be the shit. But, this is why I was talking about the Trump supporters up here. So, Me and the girls, we riding to the store, and I say, oh shit, other day they got their Trump flags out. As they drive past and get closer, that shit said fuck bye, and I said, oh man, we in this country now. That we printing up,
classic.
We printing up fuck Biden fucking flags now. Like, this is getting nuts.
The Chinese people was making a killing off of that.
They is making a killing off these. Yeah.
They make anything you want and sell that shit.
Hell yeah. so you want Trump looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, we don't like Biden now?
Yeah. fuck by
print this up for you. Yeah. Here's a t-shirt.
Hey,
you know what's crazy? Look, this is fun. This is what's funny to me, right? Because I've been watching nothing but like the news since the election. So I'm like, tell you the truth, I'm a politician now. I just want to put that out there. But my daughter will come in the room and be like, I don't know why you watching this. Biden already won. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, yo, my daughter is 7 years old. And she gets the grasp of this.
I know, right?
And it's grown motherfuckers out here that still think Trump won. Yo,
that's because he's running around telling people he won. Like, yo, that's the wildest shit. I'm just going to start running around and telling niggas I won the NBA championship. They're like, prove it. Yeah. I don't have to prove it.
I don't have to prove it. I'm telling you. This is the proof. Me telling you. Yeah,
me telling you is the proof. I have a ring, nigga. Prove it.
Yeah, and if you're rocking out with me, you're just going to roll with it.
Exactly. Believe it. Fuck it.
And then, look, he's the type of nigga that if you ain't rolling with it, he's getting rid of your ass, yo.
Hell yeah.
That's the most gangster shit ever, yo.
Yo, the head of his fucking...
How you
his,
just going to, like, fire the head of, like, the CIA IT. And...
Yeah, there was the head of his IT person for his campaign or some crazy shit.
Yeah, just
because like
you
that.
Said... Just because you said no. No, that's not what happened. Oh, guess what? You fired.
You're
I'm
fired.
Going golfing.
Yeah. Holla at me. Yo,
this
it's
nigga
not
hasn't done an ounce of work since the election.
No.
This nigga's golfing every other day, yo.
Yo, he don't give a shit. He's like, hey, count the votes again. I'm golfing. I won. I don't care what nobody. All he does is he's just tweeting every minute. Every minute it seems like he's tweeting. Yo, they are pissed at Twitter because they keep putting them fucking disclaimers under all his shit. Like, nah.
That's what they said. Somebody on there said he got more disclaimer warnings on there than he got electoral votes.
I know. Oh, shit. That's funny as hell. But it's true. It's so fucking true. Oh, and shout out. See, and this is, I don't condone violence in any way, shape, or form anymore. I mean, I used to, but I've changed my ways. But here's my thing on this whole situation. Y'all Trump supporters thought it was sweet to go up
to
D.C.
Get bold. don't get bold. The shit's still real.
Yo.
Y'all better fly them flags out in the suburbs.
Y'all keep talking that crazy shit about, oh, we're going to do that. The niggas is ready. Yeah, y'all didn't look too ready
the
first round.
Realize, I'm about to say, do they not realize how this is looking right now? Because to me, I know I go overboard with my, you know, analysis of the shit, but it's like, to me, the North and the South is turning into the Republicans and the Democrats. And
yeah,
like, we might have a motherfucking civil war on our hands, yo.
Yeah, but a lot of these folks ain't ready for it. It won't be a civil war because they ain't ready. It's going to be a lot of these. It's going to be Trump supporters versus everybody else.
Well, I think Trump supporters got it fucked up because they don't know everything and they're slow.
Yeah.
Because if y'all think, like, the military, just because the president is the president, that he's going to have control over the military, and if it does turn into a civil war, the military is on your side, got another thing coming for you,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, those guns are being stolen, my nigga. They are finna steal
that
them guns.
That is not happening.
Yeah, they are.
That
they
is not happening.
They finna either steal them arms or lay them arms down and go protect their fucking family. They ain't got time for that.
Do you know how many race wars we've had just in the military?
Exactly. Yeah.
Them motherfuckers don't get along in there either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You'll
if you think a nigga's
gonna
pick up a gun in the name of the Republicans, you fucking up.
Yeah, you got life fucked up. And I think that's what some of the Republicans is trying to let Trump know. Like, hey, man. Look,
this ain't what you think.
Yeah,
this ain't what you want.
Yeah, this ain't what you want, man. You might want to chill, man. You might want a motherfucking chill, because if not, they're gonna have to escort you out of this bitch. You gonna look crazy as fuck.
That's what's funny about Facebook, because you see all these Trump supporters talking about, oh, I got my guns and ammo loaded up and I'm ready, and I'm like, nigga, that's the first place I'm coming. I'm coming to you, because all I gotta do is make it past
you,
and I got your whole supply.
Yep. I'm good. I'm good. Once I got to you, you just
now
man,
the
you
hood can't. Is good because you stocked that up for us. This thank is the you. Ant and the grasshopper, nigga.
Yeah, Thank you. Yeah, niggas.
The grasshopper is coming, and you can't stop him.
Nope, not at all.
Thank you.
Like, yo, you can't shoot all them guns at once.
Yeah, nigga, what you Goro out this motherfucker?
Nigga, you got one time. You better make that shit good, cause the rest of the hood's coming. You gonna kill?
Yeah, and I know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I know some thrown off niggas that'll take a bullet for the rest of the hood.
Yeah, I know a nigga that'll run in there real quick. Like, oh, that's yep. Just run up in there. He might shoot. He might. He all might right. Not.
All right. Hey. All right, cut. All right.
The nigga hit you with the. And he's like, you might get hit, but hey, I might not get hit, though. Look,
but you a real ass nigga if you do it, though.
I'm gonna be a real ass nigga.
We got some slow niggas over here, too.
Yeah, exactly. Very slow. We could push them in the front of the dough. We ain't worried about none of that shit, nigga.
I don't know. I just hope Georgia better show the fuck up, yo, because if Georgia doesn't show up for these two Senate seats, it's like all this is for nothing. Because it wouldn't really matter who's in charge, because the House and the Senate just going to go back and forth all goddamn day and nothing will ever get done.
Yeah, but it pisses the Trump supporters off. And that's all I really give a fuck about.
No, but see, it doesn't matter. So even if they win, that's a small victory for them. But it's really a bigger victory for them. Because if they control the Senate, it doesn't matter what Democrats do in the House or what Biden has on the agenda. Because when it gets to the Senate, it's just going to die.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, because all that shit is politics. So that shit is out the window for me. I just want to piss off the racist white people.
Yeah. Well, see, when I think about it, because I'm in the same boat as you. Like, I'm good. Yeah, regardless, I'm good. Yeah. But I feel bad for people that are struggling and need these kinds of assistance and all that other kind of stuff that they need, and they can't get it. Like, that's I've been down there. My mom grew up on that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. We literally grew up on that shit. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
it's
I
bad
feel
business either way.
It is, but our programs gonna be fucked up. Are the program the only thing that's fucked up right now is that the economy ain't doing shit because nobody can really work like that. We're going back into another lockdown and there's no more toilet paper anywhere. What else?
Except right your house. Nigga.
Hey, look, I told you the situation over here. I don't know what they do with it. I think they eat it, man. I swear they eat it. I think they eat it. I don't know. It goes by so fast.
I don't know. Look, I had to go to one of the hood stores to get toilet paper. And that's not the hood stores. I don't want to say it's the hood store.
What, Winn-Dixie?
Nigga, I went to Big Lots.
That's not the
Y'all got Big Lots down there?
Yeah, hell yeah. Big Lots is everywhere.
All right, so it's like normally you would go to like Walmart, Target, those type of places to get, you know what I'm saying, those type of things. The nigga, I had to go to Big Lots.
That's how you know it's real.
And this was before it, you know what I mean, started to get really bad. Now it's like the shelves is empty again, which is crazy because they're not locking down the grocery stores.
Nah,
like, what are y'all niggas doing?
I don't know what's going on. I just had to be prepared though. So every time I was going, I was grabbing one. I was like, hey, let me just go ahead. Because I started doing this like a month ago. I was like, yo, let me just grab one.
Well, it makes sense because you don't want to go out with all this shit that's going on. So you want to have a little stockpile.
Yeah.
But I mean, other people need that shit too.
But my shit
really
ain't
care
like
what you do.
My shit ain't no big. My shit ain't no stockpile. Like I see niggas with stockpiles. Like that shit is. That shit gonna last.
I be seeing these people. Yo, y'all gotta stop this while we're on this subject, cause I be on like all the social media and I'll see niggas. They go like they'll take their coupons and shit, go to the store, buy all this shit, and then they'll turn around and resell it outside their house. And I'm talking about stupid shit like toilet paper, laundry detergent, fucking toothpaste, shit like that. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Well, to be fair.
I understand it's a hustle. Okay?
No.
It's a hustle.
Is people buying it, though?
I'm not sure because I'm not buying it. I mean, somebody's probably got to be buying it.
I know. I be seeing on Facebook they be doing that. Them people be couponing and shit, and they be like getting, but they be selling it at like regular price. They don't be upcharging. They don't be upcharging or no shit like that. So you saying they upcharging?
No, I'm just saying like I would understand if you would sold it for less than regular price. Because what's my incentive to come to you to get laundry detergent and toilet paper if you're gonna be selling it for the same goddamn price as the store?
It might honestly be cheaper. Tell you, they might sell it for cheaper. I don't know, but I know people that be couponing and actually make money doing that shit. Like, how the fuck you get money back from the store couponing?
Listen, man, I don't know.
It's a whole nother world out there.
Them grocery stores gotta stop that double coupon day shit. Y'all fucking up y'all money.
Oh man,
some motherfucking coupon scientists out this bitch that's plotting on you right
that's,
now.
That's got the algorithms for all this shit. That's about to fuck
nigga
the
got
whole.
Got grocery bots.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of bots, shout out to the PS5 and Xbox bots.
Yeah, all them niggas that laughed at me because I couldn't get shoes and shit like that, y'all know exactly how I feel right now.
Yeah, y'all can't get the new system for your kids for Christmas unless you pay $1,200 to a reseller.
Yeah, I heard Sony came out and said they're completely out of stock now.
I couldn't believe it. I don't even give a fuck about getting one no time soon. Like that shit.
I don't
like
either. It's not important.
Yeah, it's not.
Like it would have been nice to get one for like the kids for Christmas or some shit like that.
Yeah,
but, like, y'all niggas can wait. Like, exactly. There's not even any good games out right now to be acting like that.
And here's the thing. The same games that you can play on the 4, you can play on the 5. So if you buy a game for the 5, I mean, for the 4, it'll play on the 5 eventually. It's just better graphics. A little bit better graphics.
And my kids play Fortnite, 60. So it's like... Nigga,
yeah, they're not
Fortnite on
PS4. You can play Fortnite on your fucking phone.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you could do that anymore, but you
can. Yeah, you can. You just can't download it anymore.
Oh, okay.
That's how Epic got around it. You can that they took it. Apple took it out the store, but you can.
You gotta get an app kit.
Well, if you got it, you can still play it, and you can still buy the game purchases through Epic. They are pissed at Epic because they found a way around that shit, but hey.
No, shit. It's their shit. Like, why do we got to pay you? Especially if Epic can just put the app kit on the fucking website and you can just download it from there. It's like, I'll cut you out completely.
Yeah, if they do that shit, it's a wrap.
Because Apple and Play Store, what, they want like 30% of the fucking purchase price?
Yeah, 33. It's usually
I'm
like 33%.
I'm going to give you 30% of my money? For what?
Yeah, I know. Just for being there, for being able to house it on their platform, because they're saying,
like, "Yeah, I appreciate y'all building us up, but now it's over. Time to renegotiate, nigga."
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Cut the motherfuckers out if you can. Streamline the whole process. Fuck that shit.
I would. I mean, what's the point of having y'all there if we could do all this shit ourselves?
Yeah, true.
I hate a middleman ass nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you don't do shit for it, you just there. Like,
there's no benefit for it. Like, I can understand if you the plug, you know what I mean, and you got your middleman out there pushing your weight for you, they're taking all the risk. You know what I mean? But y'all not taking no risk.
Nah.
Y'all just distribute. Y'all just a place to download my shit at.
You just a platform out they can play it on. And honestly, truth be told, I really don't give a fuck if they play it on there. Because they can play it anywhere. Fortnite's like, yo, I don't give a shit, bro. We got money and we're gonna continue to get money. Fuck you. Fuck,
I don't see how
police.
Kids are into that anyway. I can't be playing like games on a tablet and on a phone. I don't like that.
I hate playing games against other people. That shit gets to me after a while. I'll be like, yo, man, fuck this shit.
Well, the fact that I gotta use a controller as my like my touchscreen as my controller, I don't like.
Yeah,
that's
just weird. I can't do that shit. I don't see how the kids is playing it on their fucking phone. But hey,
yeah,
no power to them.
I can't do all that.
Thumbs gonna be all fucked up when it's all said.
And your screen, all your sensitivity fucked up on the left and the right.
Hell yeah, you done wore the fuck out that bitch. Oh man, so what else news I got? Boosie and Benny the Butcher got shot in Texas, man. I don't know what the fuck going. They saying Boosie might lose his leg. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true.
No, they said he's going to keep it. I seen that.
Oh, okay.
They were talking about it, but he's going to keep it.
Damn, that's some crazy shit to be like, yo.
Benny been shot before though, ain't?
Is it Benny?
Benny
or
been
is
shot
it the,
a couple times.
Or is it the other one that got shot in the face?
Who, Conway?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it Conway that got shot in the face? I think it was.
Or West Side Gun wanted. I don't know.
West Side Gun's the fly guy.
The fat one.
Yeah. The fat one. Is he fat? He ain't fat, is he?
Yeah, you ain't seen any more Joe Budden podcast?
He wasn't fat.
He just looked like he smelled. That's just my opinion, though. He look a little musty.
Oh, man. Shout out to Summer Walker, too. She's pregnant.
Dude, that's where Musty came from? you took it from Musty to Summer Walker?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Musty, nigga. Look, Musty niggas, I don't care how fly you get, you still Musty.
Yeah.
That's how I look at Jim Jones all the time. Jim Jones looked like he just Musty all the time.
He looked like Pigpen off of fucking...
Facts. Like, he got a whole bunch of scribbles around him everywhere he go.
Why Jimmy dust kick-ups like and this? Shit. Why Jimmy look like this? Oh, shit. What else news I got, man? What the fuck is going on for them to get shot? What did Boosie do?
Listen, I can already tell you, especially with probably Boosie, like, it's the same thing when I left for the military, came back, 2 years later, when I come back to my neighborhood, it's a whole different environment. Like,
nigga, this is Texas.
You don't belong there anymore.
This is Texas. We talk. He not from Texas. He don't live in Texas. Do we?
Boosie no,
don't.
But I'm saying though. But as an old head, trying to be around the younger crowd, you don't get that respect that you think you deserve. But I don't know. I don't know what happened. So yeah. That was just my take. But I don't know what happened. But I mean, if I had to guess, it would be one of those type situations. Like, fuck out here, old head. Nutty-ass old head. Yo.
Hey, and that,
this is the same, the same thing they did to T.I.
That's what I'm about to say.
King Von shit.
Well, not even with King Von. Oh, yeah, that too, with King Von, because it started with King Von. But the song I played, the started off with, T.I. went at him during the verses. Said something to him during the verses. They said the young boys don't even respect him. They call him, I forgot what he called him.
Yeah, nobody does. Like, your past doesn't hold any weight with these young boys. They're a different breed.
Exactly. I don't see why they even trying
to
get in.
Even when T.I. was on his hood shit, it doesn't compete with the hood shit these young boys is on. Like, these young boys out here are savages right now. They don't care about anything.
We had a code when
we was younger. These niggas don't live by no code.
And this cat from Chicago, too.
Yeah.
So, hey, you already know how they get down. 600 Breezy from Chicago.
If anything goes down, I'm riding with them niggas because they don't give a shit about nothing.
Yeah. But here's the thing. He also, I wish I would have downloaded this, but he talked about recently about the shit that's going on in Chicago and how everybody's like, oh, man, Chicago niggas are savages. They wild. They this, they that. All the niggas can't fight. All they do is shoot, this, that, and that. He said majority of the time what's going on is a fighter break out. A nigga get his ass whooped, then he'll come back with the strap. He'll round his homeboys up, and then they'll come back with the strap and just go kill whoever. So it's niggas that just can't take a L is the issue.
I never had that issue. It's a bunch of Trumps out there.
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. I never had that issue. If I took an L, I take an L. I don't give a. It is what it is. I'm not finna go at you with no shit.
I don't brag on myself or toot my own horn, but I've never taken an L. The only L I've ever taken was in like third grade, and that don't count.
I'm trying to think if I ever took like a straight up. I can't think of it. I've never been knocked out. Never had that happen. No, I've never either. Really like took a.
That's
L.
What I said. I've been punched in my face. I've been punched in my
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I've been
punched
in the face.
My whole life.
I've been
no,
punched
my
in the
whole
face
life.
Before.
I've been punched in the face one time.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, one time. Oh, and like shit. I said, that was when I was in third grade.
Oh, you got hands.
No, I get scared. It ain't the fact that I got hands. I'm scared to get punched in the face.
So you make sure that the
so I make sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah. At all costs. Protect my face.
Yeah, like, at all. Like,
oh, shit.
I think that third grade experience, like, it changed something in me. It was like, I don't like this shit.
I think it turned into Roy Jones. Not Roy Jones. Nigga turned into fucking Floyd Mayweather after that. Like, not again.
I don't like that shit.
Oh, is the fight
tomorrow?
Is the fight tomorrow?
The toughest motherfucker out here?
Is the fight? No. When's the fight? Next week. Fight's next week.
Next. And I'll definitely be tuned into that one.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm definitely still in
the fuck. I might have to go somewhere to watch that.
I'm not doing that now. That's too much. I don't want to be around niggas like that.
Well, that and the Rona is out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I be forgetting about the Rona every time I think about wanting to do something. These niggas think that's a joke, yo.
Yo, they hit me up.
I don't understand people who think like that, yo. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
250,000 people have died.
Oh, no, it's not the, y'all it's don't like think the, it's a it's joke. It's like the flu. It's like the flu, though. It's just like the flu. Like, no, it's not like the flu. All right. Why are we quarantining still if it's like the fucking flu?
Yeah.
I thought at first, too. Yeah, at first I was skeptical.
At first I wasn't scared. Well, at first I wasn't scared because it's like, nigga, only old heads is dying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now it's like, it'd be random people 12 years old, 29 years old. It's like
anybody can get it.
Am I really confident in my health level?
Yeah, like, yo.
Am I really confident?
Like, this, now's not the time to find out I had some, now's not the time to find out I had some underlying shit, you know what I mean? Oh, you all,
that I didn't know about, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you had this kind of cancer. What? How? What? What the fuck?
Now, and ain't nobody telling you that but God when you get up there. Like, man, you had.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, listen, you had this and that. Yeah, now this and that. Me.
I tried to tell you to get checked earlier, but you didn't want to listen. Yeah. I told
we got VIP over there. Go ahead and sit with Pocket
and Biggie over there. Prince on guitar.
M Jack over there teaching niggas how to moonwalk at 3 o'clock. So if you want to sign up for that.
Oh shit. Oh man, speaking of artists that have passed on, y'all niggas in LA or wherever this happened, I think this happened in LA.
Disrespectful.
Very much so disrespectful, man. Y'all hit the Marathon store? What? Out of all the places they hit, y'all hit the Marathon store? Come on, man.
Tearing up your own shit.
We got to do way better than that. Way better than what the fuck, man? Marathon. I don't have nothing else to say about
think,
that.
Man.
I don't have nothing else
me neither.
To say
it's
about
the,
that.
It's the way people think. I'll never understand it.
I don't either.
Never understand that kind of logic.
And it ain't even just breaking in and stealing shit. I can kind of understand that. It's the vandalizing part I don't get. What was the purpose of, like, spray painting and shit? What? Why?
Yeah, because niggas is going to steal. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
That just happens.
That happened.
You go to Walmart, niggas steal from Walmart every day. B. They lose over $1 billion in revenue, you know, at Walmart every year.
Exactly, from niggas like me back in the days that will get a PS3 and get it and it break or something, and then you go buy another PS3 and then you swap out the tags on them and then you put the broke one back in there and then you take it back to Walmart and get store credit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, free PS3.
Free PS3.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or see, I don't go that far. I'm the nigga with the water at the bottom of the cart type person.
Oh, you that. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm that guy. Yeah.
Oh, man. What's
and I got the money, so it's like, if you catch me, it's like, what's the worst going to happen? I'm going to pay for it.
Oh, man.
I forgot. I'll go pay for it. I've never been in a situation to see if it works like that, because I've never gotten caught. But I wonder if you get caught walking out the door, can you be like, oh, shit, I forgot. Let me just go ahead and pay for it. Or would they be like, nah, it's too late, nigga.
Nah, they'll let you pay for it. If it don't seem like malicious, they'll let you pay for it. But here's some funny shit. So I got
if you got the PlayStation at the bottom.
Yeah, that's nigga, you going to jail. You going to jail.
That's a felony off rip. Was it anything over $500? That's a felony.
Yeah. I think nowadays they ain't playing with niggas. Especially with the fucking looting and shit like that, they definitely ain't playing with niggas. They trying to make every Florida's fucking nuts, right? While we talk about looters,
start raiding
the
Tractor Supply store.
Listen, Florida trying to put in a fucking thing where
you
can shoot
looters.
Yo, what?
And that's all racist.
It don't even have to be
that's
your
all
shit.
Racist. No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all racist. Because why are you defending a billion-dollar company?
Why are you outside
of Target?
If
niggas is running in Target, if niggas is running in Target and running out of Target with shit and you decide to shoot somebody, What the fuck does that have to do with you?
Exactly. Just like niggas at McDonald's, what the fuck does that sauce have to do with you? Nothing. Give me the extra fucking sauce. Quit playing.
Yeah, stop trying to hold on to my sauce. Yeah. Like, fuck? You get another shipment in next week. Like,
yeah, damn, stop bullshit.
I need something for the sauce drawer.
Yeah, exactly. Come on now. You know how I go. Come on.
Walmart knows. Put this on other shit.
Exactly. Come on now. Like,
like that Chick-fil-A sauce, nigga.
That go on a lot of shit.
I'll put that on other shit.
Hey, shit, cook these homemade fries up real quick with that Chick-fil-A sauce.
You ain't never had a glizzy with a Chick-fil-A sauce, fam?
I had a glizzy in so fucking long. I ain't had a glizzy in so long.
And they get scared of glizzies now. Nah, you see that new challenge they got with the glizzy?
Nah, I don't.
They got the remember those little little baby M&Ms they used to have? How it used to come in that little tube?
Yeah, they still got them, don't they?
Yeah. So coincidentally, that is the exact same size as a glizzy.
Yo, I saw that. Yo, that's fucked up. Yo, them white
nigga,
girls.
Y'all niggas gonna kill somebody with doing
that. That white girl down there choked when that shit went down her throat. Like,
I want to see a bitch do it and then she'll just swallow it. Like, she's a pro.
You know, with somebody out there that's already working on that. So they can get that. They got to get that viral moment.
I'm always
moment.
Late to the party.
Yeah, they got to get that viral moment. Somebody's out there definitely is working on that or probably has already done that shit.
I almost went viral with that little Gucci picture, but then I guess it started fading down.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I mean, you went semi-viral.
Yeah, but for that night, my phone was going off the hook. And I could have turned the notifications off, but I kind of like how it made me feel. So I kind of understand why people like to go viral. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas won't admit that, but it gave me like a boost of self-esteem for some reason.
I know it's a rush. Yeah. That's what I was telling folks. I was like, I know it's a rush to like, oh, man, all these people notice it. It's got to be a rush. But I ain't finna.
They like me. They really like me.
But I ain't finna.
2 hours later, it was like, yo, where's my likes at?
Yeah, where the likes go? They go. Like, I'm not finna go get butt naked and get in the bathtub and like douse myself.
I'm not looking for that's like a drug. I'm not looking for the, you know what I mean, the rush.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna be like these Instagram bitches now, they pulling their ass out and all that kind of shit for all them likes they get.
Man, I fucking
my son get more likes than I do.
I could, cause kids be on that shit harder than adults.
Yeah. Oh, this is funny. My son gonna tell me that cause I be on the Facebook heavy.
Yeah.
And my son is going to tell me Facebook is for old heads old people. That still want to be young. Yeah. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
You got me.
He right.
You little bastard.
You look at him. No. It's a place where all my friends are. You don't need to know these people. Yeah. You don't even know these people out there, okay? Those are fake people. Those are bots, okay? I actually know these people. Fuck you.
Get out my face. That's my favorite thing to tell my kids when they got me in something. Get out my face.
Yeah. Like, oh, so what's your ass down somewhere?
Yeah, you don't know shit.
Yeah, you don't know shit. You don't know nothing. What are you talking about? Oh, man. Oh, so this is what I'm going to tell you about Walmart. So Walmart, their theft shit or whatever. Like, you know how when you walk out at Buzz or whatever, if you stole some shit? It's really, I'm going to tell y'all something about that thing. That's really just a glorified fucking metal detector. Because I have this bag that I go in the store with, and I know it has this piece of metal on it, and every time it goes off.
It couldn't be that. You got a cart, nigga. It would go off every time you push the cart through.
It's a different type of metal, I'm trying to tell you. So I walk through that bitch. It goes off every time. And because I remember.
It's like mercury shit.
Remember I told you, did I ever tell you the story? The dude asked me when I walked out, he was like, as it went off, he was like, you got anything from electronics? I said, no. He's like, you got anything metal on you? I said, what kind of fucking question is that? he said, no.
I'm like, yeah, I got this hawk, nigga. What you want?
I said, what kind of fucking question is that? He said, nah. So Pete, it goes off on different types of metals and shit. Oh, okay. So I make it a point, like, if I want to, like, fuck with the people at Walmart. Now I wear that specific bag in there because I know it go off, and I like fuck with
this
them,
is
like,
racist
hard.
This is fucking racist.
I did it one time. A dude came up to me. I had bought some corn. So like some corn. That's it. It's corn. Like the fucking, what's the bush? Not bush.
Corn.
Yeah. That was still in the husk or whatever the fuck. That's so I bought that. I'm walking out with it. It goes off. Dude was like, did you go to the electronics and grab anything? I said, nigga, I got corn in my hand. What are you talking about? the lady on the other side said, it beeped when he came in. I said, see, y'all need to get this shit fixed. I just walked out.
I hate the motherfuckers that'll be co-signing when something happens. Like, say you walked out with that shit and it was like, yeah, I think he did take it. Mind your business, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Mind your business.
Sit your motherfucking
ass. You got shit to do
down
with your ass.
Yeah. The fuck
like,
you
taking little
about
diapers you just bought out of here and keep it going.
Yeah. Like they
might be some old white bitch.
You saw the one with that vet? They was fucking with that vet because they said that they thought it was him. Well, the lady said she thought it was him that stole from the other store. Then he came in the day.
Oh,
store.
Yeah, I seen that.
I was like, yeah.
She was like, I said he had a red shirt, not a red hat.
Yeah. It's like, yo. It's like, damn, bitch.
They just like fucking with people.
And just that little mix-up right there can get a black man fucked up. You realize? People don't understand that.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Because you know we ain't going to shut our mouth.
Yeah, that little simple shit. Exactly. Especially if
you're
in the right.
If I know I'm right, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yo, if I'm right, fuck that, because this is just as much my country as it is yours. Fuck that shit.
It's like, I could have left the store and not say nothing, but my pride's not going to allow me to do that.
Exactly, yeah. I have to make a scene now. That way you know that, all right, this is the wrong nigga.
I got to knock some shit over in this bitch.
This isn't the right nigga to fuck with, because next time
I got to knock that display of Milky Ways over.
Yeah, it's got to get, yeah. Yeah, that's got to
clean
go.
That up.
Those magazines, I got to rip a couple off the shelf. Just a couple down. Not too many, just like two or three.
Yeah, because I know how hard it is to clean that shit up.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that it's people that work here for a living. You know, you got to get the money.
But I do want to inconvenience you.
Yeah, just a little bit. Shit. Yeah, just a little
bit. I'm like, who cleaning these magazines up? You do? Okay, yeah. Now I'm knocking all the shit
up. There's a black dude be like, I do. Nah, all right, cool. I'm not going to fuck with them. But what did she fuck with? What did she clean up?
I'm like, bro, you about to clock out? All right, so you ain't cleaning this up, all right? All right, now I'm smashing all this applesauce down this aisle.
And saying, fuck it, and leaving.
Fuck. Now I'm going to jail, but now you got a reason.
Yeah. For good reason, you know what I'm saying? Good fucking reason. Speaking of jail, man, great segue for this one. Meg went on the breakfast. Meg didn't go on the Breakfast Club. She did a GQ cover. And did an interview where she talked about Tory and the shooting and how Tory tried to pay her off. The Breakfast Club feels some type of way about it because she didn't bring that interview to them and that they had an interview lined up with her and they said that there couldn't be no questions about Tory in the interview. So they feel some type of way about they didn't get the interview from her. What you think
Meg
about that?
Meg looking, she looking a little funny in the light, yo.
How
this
so?
Is making me believe Tori even more.
Oh, because of the song.
Because now
she did?
now she's coming at her friend. By the way, that song was trash. But the way she was coming at her friend now over that shit.
See, I don't know
like
that.
She's saying her friend is taking Tory's side, so she cut her off. It's the same shit we was talking about when we
oh,
talked about
that's
it from
right,
the beginning.
That's right.
When Santana was on the show, it's the exact same way I thought it went down. And Tory ain't getting in trouble over this because I don't think it happened the way Meg is saying it happened.
But why is now, he trying to pay her off then?
Yeah, I don't want. Who said he's trying to pay her off? She did.
I mean, she said it.
Ain't nobody else say that. The friend ain't say that.
That, I don't think the friend would know.
See, I don't know. I'm all about the protect black women thing. I don't even know why that's a movement. That should be a requirement. But I don't know. It's something funny about the shit, and I'm just reserving judgment.
I need all the. That's what I'm getting at. I need all the facts. I need all the facts to come out before I reserve full.
And
judgment.
I'll be the first one to come. I'll be the first one to come on here if I was wrong, and the judge finds Tory guilty of something, I'll be the first one to come on here and apologize. But as of right now, I don't think it went down the way Meg said it went down, just off the stories that I've heard so far.
Nothing ever goes down the way somebody says it goes down. So
that, yeah, there's three sides to a story all the time.
Yeah. Maybe even four, depending on who the fuck's all the people that's involved in that shit. Because
her everybody, side, his side, and the motherfucking truth.
But every and whoever else is involved, because in every story, somebody has to have a vested interest in it. Everybody has to. Somebody's trying to protect themselves at the end of the day in their story. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody's going to flat out be like,
we'll see. I'm really just tired of talking about them.
Yeah, me too. That I don't want that.
And off of the black woman type thing, if I'm just looking at her as an artist, she ain't as good as y'all niggas say she is. Like,
I'm gonna say
she's
this.
Just not.
Remember when I said earlier I didn't fuck with her music? I said that her voice was too deep. This, that, and that. I actually recant that now. This last album, I listened to a couple songs, and I was like, okay, I can.
I don't think her voice is too deep. I just think her content is horrible. And she I don't think she can put words together.
She can rap her ass off.
I don't know. She ain't the city.
She's not the city
first,
girl.
What's that first single?
Let's put it this way. She has more content than the city
girl. The body
girl.
Shit?
I don't know.
What's that single she put out? The body shit? That body, yaddy, 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 whatever the fuck that is?
That's just new big
that
old
shit
freak.
That shit is horrible.
That's new big old freak.
I don't know. I ain't with it.
What I'm saying, she ain't like the city
girl. She do got some bops. She got some bops, but a lot of niggas got bops. But as far as her winning like a rapper of the year and all, stop it. Now y'all catering to, you know what I mean, whatever the hell is going on.
See, I don't understand how.
Didn't
that,
she win Best New Artist over like Lil Baby and them?
See, I don't know
There's
the criteria
no
they
way.
They're shooting for. I don't know the criteria that they because. A lot of those awards and shit is about not how good you are, but who you're signed to. So, I don't know.
And who's popping right now at the moment?
I mean, who pays the most money? Who's going to pay that publication the money to say that this artist is the number one person? It's money at the end of the day. The people ain't judging.
And why the fuck is GQ judging who's the hottest artist?
That's what I'm getting at. Like, who the fuck are they? I don't even know who GQ is. I thought that was like a men's magazine for like health and fitness and shit like that.
I didn't know they did fashion, some shit like that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a rap publication as well too. Didn't know that they got into that shit, but I guess they're trying to be like Complex. I don't know.
Fuck GQ and their free magazine subscription until it runs out, and then you got to pay $8,000 a month for a GQ magazine.
Yo, fuck any website that try to make me pay subscription to read some shit. Like, you fucking nuts. I'm not fucking paying to read. You stupid
nigga
as hell.
Got Twitter.
Yeah, you better. Now, if I pay, you better recite it. Say it back to me. That way, I ain't got to read the shit. Interactive.
Open a magazine, and that shit talks like one of them little kids' books.
Yeah, if not, I ain't fucking with it. Cause I'm not a kid where I need to get the paper magazine and print up and take the pictures and put them on my wall. And nor do I am the nigga that's gonna sit here and pay to read some shit online. That'd be the killer shit. Like, how do you have a newspaper online? And if I click, like, you ever click do this? A motherfucker post a link on Facebook or some shit, and you click on it and you can only read like part of the story, and it's like. Subscribe? Like, yo, no, I'm not.
No, the fuck, I don't.
Yeah,
we got a local newspaper here, and I be seeing what they're doing is like the York Daily Record or some shit like that, and they give you like three free articles, and then you gotta like subscribe to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, bitch, don't you know I will clear these cookies out of this system and get my next three articles free? Like, nigga, I'm not paying for that shit.
I'm not paying for none of that shit. These is words. I'm not paying
words. And off topic. Why the fuck is somebody giving Gordon Hayward a 4-year, $120 million deal?
Yo, we're going to talk about that in the sports, man. The NBA is looking real fucking weird right now. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all that shit when we get down to sports. I got a couple more topics I want to hit before we get to the sports section. Wayne getting arrested in Miami for a gun charge. So
You know what that is. No, listen. You know what that is.
No.
You ain't seen what Wayne been up to this last, month or so?
What,
it's
with his
awfully
hair?
Funny. No, it's awfully funny that you're a Trump supporter, and then when he loses the election, now you're getting charged. That looks funny in the light to me.
Oh. You think that they...
I think they dangled it over his head. And when it didn't go the right way, he caught them Fed charges. Because you didn't hear nothing about this case until after the election.
And when did this happen?
Apparently nobody knows.
Nah, man, there has to be a date. Look, we got to look. I got to Google this now.
There's a bitch on my Twitter with no arms that's sexy as fuck. Yeah. I gotta go through my fucking Twitter and clean it up a little bit.
You gotta scrub like, that. That is disgusting.
Yeah, as I scroll down my timeline, it's like titties, basketball, titties. it's getting a little hectic out here. Sneakers, titties. Some nigga that just be posting shit and talking to himself all day, titties.
Yo. They're not even saying when it happened. They said he was charged in the federal court Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying. It looks funny in the light, yo. It looks funny in the light. But ain't nobody talking about that, though.
Oh, 10 months after the initial incident. Gun possession was resulted in being charged with the federal offense.
That makes it look funnier in the light.
So... here's my thing, because this is Florida. Oh, Wayne's different. Wayne's a felon, so it's different for him. Because I was about to say, Plies got arrested with a gun at the airport out here.
My whole question is, why now?
It happened 10 months
ago. Why now?
It takes a while.
No. No, that's mighty convenient.
I mean, they do got to figure out if they're going to... because they said it was in his luggage on a private plane. Sounds like somebody snitched on him.
I don't know. It's just convenient to me.
Do you go through screenings and shit like that when you're getting on a private plane? You don't go through TSA.
I'm not sure.
There's no TSA for private planes. Because on that Kevin Hart special, didn't he say something about when his kids went with their mama?
Well, yeah, because when what's name, who the fuck was it? It was like maybe 2 years ago. They ended up going on to the plane. The pilot had snitched.
And they that ended was T.I. I remember they did.
Well, that happened to T.I. too, but it happened to somebody else, and then the nigga died. Is that how Juice WRLD died?
Juice WRLD died because he swallowed the pills or some shit. Yeah, he swallowed all the drugs.
Yeah, because he was on a plane or something like that.
Yeah,
And the cops came and he swallowed all the pills.
Yeah. Well, T.I.'s was different. That was Punk that did him. He got mad when the video came back up. It's like, yo, you signed off on that. What are you talking about? Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
You got gave that back,
ain't you? Yeah, you gave Ashton Kutcher that footage. And you got the bag. So,
I was about to say, because he snitched, right? He was in there like, hey, mine, that's his.
Man, get these bullets out my hand. This is not mine, officer. That nigga had me rolling when he said, this is not mine, officer. I do not respect that nigga for shit now, boy. These young boys don't give a shit about T.I. They don't give a fuck about ASAP, Trouble Man, none of that shit, nigga. You better get the fuck out of the way. These little niggas will put you in the
dirt. You come over here, you're going to be in trouble, man.
Exactly. Yeah, leave these little niggas alone. These little niggas will shoot you.
They don't care. I ain't scared of nobody my age. These young boys, I'm scared.
Oh, I'm definitely scared.
Y'all got that.
Bruh.
Let me get off your block expeditiously.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story. And I wasn't going to say shit to anybody about what happened, but fuck it. I feel like this is a safe place, and I'm going to say what happened. So I'm driving, right? I'm not in the hood, but I'm close to a hood. But I'm more like a main road and shit. and I'm at the stoplight, and this young boy walking across the street, staring me the fuck down in my fucking car the entire time. Walked like to the thing. I said, please don't come with no bullshit today, man. I ain't got time. Like, yo, I got a little nervous for a second. Like, yo, this little nigga gonna try something? I'm leaving work. I ain't got the thing on me. Like, yo, I'm feeling vulnerable. Yeah, look, I locked the door. I had to make sure the door was locked.
I said, yo. Then they can try to sneak his arm up on the side of the door to hit the button.
Yo, I know, because you know it's on the same side as me, so I hit it real quick to make sure that bitch was locked. Like, hey, yo, this little nigga tried to snatch me out the car. I'm like, yo, why am I scared? I can just run this nigga over. Then I'm like, nah, I probably can't run this nigga over. I don't know what. I need to be a little nervous. I needed that adrenaline. I need that. That's gonna keep me. That's gonna keep me alive.
God, yo, thank God they don't got those. Thank God they don't got those pop up locks anymore that you had to like pull.
Oh yeah.
make that loud ass noise when you lock the door.
Hell yeah.
Nigga would have looked at you like, nigga, ain't nobody was trying to rob you.
I don't give a fuck about you, nigga.
Make you feel bad.
Oh man, you remember the ones that, or if it don't, or if you ain't got a door closed all the way, you hit it, that bitch come right back up. You're like, oh shit. Oh shit. But yeah, I was nervous, man. I was nervous. I thought the little nigga I thought the little nigga was gonna get me, man. I was nervous. Nothing wrong with it. Adrenaline is what keeps you alive. Okay. If I had not had that little boost of adrenaline, he could have laid me out. And I wouldn't have been ready for it. At least I was
adrenaline
ready.
Adrenaline is important.
Yeah,
adrenaline kicks in at the best times.
Yeah,
when you was little and you walking down the alley and a dog pop out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, you fast as shit. Yeah, you fast as shit now. Oh, you parkouring all kinds of shit.
Yeah, yo, I got the worst luck with adrenaline, yo, because I always end up falling. I'm that guy. I'm like the white bitches in the movies.
Man. Oh, no.
Like, I be going so fast that I just, like, lose footing or grip or whatever.
Oh,
but I gets right back up, though.
Okay,
I gets
okay.
right back up, though.
Hey, you keep moving.
I don't get caught. I don't get caught. I just stumble in the middle.
You just stumble. Okay. You just stumble.
Yeah, I still get away.
I ain't gonna lie, I stumbled a couple times. It happens because you going so fast. You got
especially when you in the alley and hit that little gravel patch.
Yeah. or you hit some shit that you don't remember was right there. They done put a trash can or some shit right there. You're like, oh, fuck.
You don't feel that shit till everything calms down either.
Yeah, and then you realize
look down at your leg, your shit is all fucked
all
up.
All bloody, yeah, shit, pants all fucked up.
I'm like, damn, when the fuck that happened? My mom gonna kill me if I go in this house with these holes in these jeans.
I done fucked
that
up
I
these
just
new
got
shoes.
From Value City.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, fuck that. I was getting my shit from the what's the little hood store?
You got the Value City, you got the Foreman Mills.
Nah, this was one of the stores, like the nigga owned it.
Like Gabriel it wasn't no Brothers. Chain. Oh, you talking about the corner store shit? Oh,
yeah,
you get your shit from like the hood spot on the corner with all the fucking
with the Burberry material, the Burberry and shit like that. That nigga.
Wait, we got a spot up here called the Jean Joint. It's called the Jean Joint.
Oh,
it's on the corner,
man.
And they got all the bootleg. You know you're in a bootleg store if any of the clothes in there have Galaxy written on them.
Oh, yeah, of course. They be having some of the joints like that in the malls out here. I be like, yo, how are you open? Yeah. Who's buying?
Cause motherfuckers buy that shit. They buy the New York hats with the different font on them.
I said, exactly.
Like, that's not the New York font.
Yo.
Yankees didn't approve of this. You just repping the city, huh?
You just said, fuck it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd be like, who the fuck is wearing this big ass Monopoly man with the weed?
Facts. You know what that was that equivalent to? Remember when like the Looney Tunes shit was popping and they
not
would have
the
like
same.
Bugs Bunny
not
and
the
Taz.
Same. Not the fucking same. Don't do it.
I know. I know because I had that shit though.
Yeah, not the same.
Like, this shit, they'll have, like, Garfield with red eyes, like, he smoking weed. Like, who's wearing this?
Yes, that's different. And plus, I had Freaknik shirts that was like that, too, as well, that had, like, the different characters and shit like that.
Shit. They bootleg the shit out of that snowman fucking shirt Jeezy had on back in the day.
That and Tommy Hilfiger. The fake Tommy joints.
You know what's crazy? It's like, that shit sells now.
I saw that. Like bootleg
Gucci shirts and shit like that. That is blatantly bootleg. That shit sells.
They be like, it's retro. I like, no, that shit is fake.
Yeah. Oh, talking about it's vintage. Would you vintage these nuts? Get that shit out of my face.
It's like, I don't want that fake material, bullshit ass material, fake ass shit. Fuck out of here. The reason people was buying
that should have said Gucci on a Hanes beefy tee.
Exactly.
The tags say Hanes.
But that's how Gucci do, though. Gucci's paying for the name.
The shot. That's the shot drop.
Yeah. Niggas be like, you just paying for the name. No, nigga, I'm paying for the quality. You don't understand because you've never bought the shit. If you bought the real shit and you compared it with the fake shit.
The finest of cottons.
Yeah. I ain't trying to wash my shirt two times and that bitch be done. Because that's what happens with them shirts.
Because it shrinks the wrong way. Yeah. It's like a weird way of shrinking. It shrinks, but then it's like the length just goes up for some reason.
Yeah.
But the shirt stays wide.
Yeah, it's be wide as shit. You'd be like, like it's a shirt for a
belly button sticking out, motherfucking crop top and shit.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? It's like one of the fat kids on the
cartoon. Being tall, you can't wear none of that shit, yo. I bend over and you see my whole lower back.
Man, being skinny, you can't wear that shit. You look dumb as fuck, man. I gotta wear form fitting clothes. Like, I'd be looking stupid. Like, I try to put on something from baggy.
Don't laugh at me. I don't know if I told you this or not. I bought something from Fashion Nova the other week.
Yeah, you told me about that. Well, you said that right. Fashion Nova had men's stuff. I don't know if you got to the point where you told us. I think you did, though. There's nothing wrong with it. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
That shit was all right. But I didn't realize Fashion Nova was its own brand. Yeah, I thought they sold other brand stuff. But when the shit came, it said Fashion Nova on the tag.
Oh, yeah, we definitely talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that last week. You in the Fashion Nova. You didn't get the jeans, did you?
No, I don't do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't do all that.
Yeah, don't do that. Kevin Hart stand up. I know I breezed through it. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. But all the shit I heard about it was that it was trash.
It was decent. I will say this is he called his daughter a hoe. And the way he set the joke up, it was obvious that it was going to that. And I said to myself while he was saying it, like, when he was doing it, I was like, is he about to call his daughter a hoe? Because the way he was setting this shit up, and sure enough, he ended up calling her a hoe. For one thing, I understand comedy. It's funny and it's jokes. But when you got to put your kids in it like that, it's a little different. That joke,
he's becoming unrelatable.
Like that joke wasn't cool for me. I couldn't see like her being cool. I could see her maybe being cool with it because it's her dad. She got no choice. But deep down,
I just don't think he's relatable anymore.
Has he ever been like relatable though?
He's always just talked about his life.
He's always talked about his life and his kids. But I mean, it's one thing to, because he said she was boy crazy, and he said like one week she'd like, I like this boy, next week she'd be like this boy, and so it got to the point where it's like, hey, hold on, so he called his like, I think my daughter turned into a hoe or something, so he said he called his hoe friend and asked her. She was like, yep, that's the beginning stage of how I became a hoe or some stupid shit like that. And it's like, man, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, he's grasping at straws. I didn't even know this stand-up was coming out. I think it came out of nowhere.
I think so, too, because I didn't know it was coming. I just saw a nigga say something on Facebook about it. I said, oh, let me go check this out.
Yeah, but he ain't no Dave Chappelle.
Nah, not at all. It wasn't
people,
nothing.
People had higher hopes for him, and he's just, nigga, you, where you at? You in a good spot. You make funny movies and shit like that, but like,
he's the Hollywood puppet.
Yeah, you don't go any higher than where you're at right now.
He's the,
which is pretty damn high. I don't. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
he's
have
the
no
black guy.
Like, you,
he's the Hollywood black guy. When they need the funny, safe black guy, you think of Kevin Hart.
Call Kevin.
Yeah. If you won't.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Eddie Murphy supposed to have a stand up coming out?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, he was supposed to. He signed a deal with Eddie with Netflix, and he's supposed to have a stand up coming out.
I ain't hear about that, but I did hear, speaking of Dave Chappelle, Chelsea Handler was on. I wish I would have pulled this clip too, and I didn't. I ain't had time to. But she was on. What's that radio show host? Howard Stern. And they were talking about Dave Chappelle and about where he's at in Ohio and what he's doing out there. They said that, she said that it's like a big comedy scene out there right now. Like everybody, all the comedians is going down there to do sets and stuff like that. And it's like a big party.
Yeah, they've been doing it in the cornfield. Been doing it in the cornfield.
Like it's from all over, comedians is coming down. They said people.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah, they talking about buying land down there and shit like that to live.
Dave Chappelle brought that shit to the house and fucked it up.
I know, right? He about to turn that bitch to Hollywood.
That's just how Kanye West brought that shit in Wyoming or whatever. Motherfuckers gonna start moving out there buying land. But he was smart. That bitch bought, like, what was it, 150 acres or something like that in Wyoming?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
I think it was more than that.
See, I can't have money. Because I'd be the type of nigga that would do some shit like that. But I start building shit. Stores, fucking.
Oh, yeah, it was way more than that. This guy bought this ranch out there. It sits on 6,713 acres.
I'm building a city. I'm building my own city.
That shit was worth $14.5 million.
I'm building a city and I'm inviting people.
How much is that? How much is...
Bro, I would build a city. Fuck that shit. With a big ass
statue,
with a big ass statue of me in front of that motherfucker, with a falcon next to me, nigga, the founding father, motherfucker. That's how I'd be. If I had money to do that shit, that's how I'd do it. Kanye and them fucking up.
That's a lot. I don't even know how much an acre is.
I don't either. No clue. Oh, what else I got on hip hop news real quick? Nelly is playing Chuck Berry. I'm not watching that, but
I ain't watching that shit either. Oh, 67,000 acres is I said 67,000. It's 6,700 acres. That's 10.5 square miles.
Man, I'm building.
That's nuts.
I'm building a city. With a statue of me in front with the Hulk. Not the Hulk, but Falcon. Falcon.
No, you was right. You was right. The Hulk. You just gonna have the blade out.
with the Falcon.
This nigga gonna have a statue with him holding the Hulk. No. Come on here and get this $150.
No. No, man, the Falcon.
You was right.
Man.
You was right. Nope. Nope.
Damn it. Damn it, man.
He got a statue of him pulling the Hulk out of his pants.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. But that's all I got for hip-hop news. I don't have no other hip-hop news. I don't know what else is going on.
Ain't nothing else happening. The only thing is, like, the NBA, and that shit is fucking nuts right now.
Yeah, the NBA is going crazy. I don't know what's going on. I just... All these trades.
I'm gonna tell you right now, the Lakers went in the offseason too.
Why did Rondo leave?
Get more money.
Does he have a
Lakers
ring?
Lakers wasn't gonna pay him that.
Yeah, but does he? Nigga said
he got a ring with Boston and he got a ring with Lakers now.
That's what I thought, yeah. Niggas got the ring and bounce it. Fuck this, I'm going to get this check.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why Dwight Howard's going signing with Philly.
Yeah, I saw that. Yo, they about to make these teams trash. Like, yo, who is signing these players with these ridiculous amount of money?
I said they gave Gordon Hayward $120 million.
I'm not signing him for that. He's not going to win you a championship. Why would you pay him that much money?
Nope.
He's not winning you shit.
LaMelo Ball.
And you can't sell tickets.
Yeah.
You can't sell tickets. He still got
that dumbass mustache.
Yeah, he do.
I'm like, yo, if you want to sign over here, you got to cut that bullshit off.
And I still don't trust his leg because that was a fucked up ass injury.
Yeah, that was the first game of the season that year,
yeah,
too.
I don't trust that leg. The way that shit bent and the way that shit happened, nigga.
That shit like Paul George's shit.
Yeah, I don't trust him either. I don't trust him. Paul George soft, though. I don't care. He can talk that.
You know what's funny? That it really tickled me. the Clippers thought they was going to get Rondo. And that nigga said, I'm going to Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going to get this bag, nigga. I don't care about
winning. And then Montrezl Harrell left the Clippers and went to the Lakers.
Yeah. That was even funnier. Because they really. Man, the Lakers.
Pat Bev's going to kill himself.
Yo, I could have been a contender. They went from being. they went from being the top rated team to now they ain't about shit again.
Yeah. And they're going to have to get rid of Paul George.
In a matter of a year.
They're going to have to get rid of Paul George.
Got rid of the coach.
See, Kawhi kicking himself right now. He could have had another ring.
What, if he went to L.A.?
You want the ring, go with the king. Yeah, you want the ring, go with the king. LeBron about to set up a whole another batch of players with another ring.
Yo, they about to use LeBron.
That's crazy.
LeBron is the ring shop. This nigga's just lining them up, getting them through the ring. Hey,
you want a ring? Come join the king.
Let me take you to the promised land, young fella.
I bet you he said that before, because I know I would have said that shit.
You want a ring? Come to the king.
Yep. I bet you he said that before. Those words have came out his mouth.
I mean, in the same sentence.
Maybe not in the public, but he's definitely said that to Rich Paul or somebody.
He might have when he was drunk or some shit.
Then I seen Carmelo signed a veteran minimum with Portland. He must like it up there, because I'm pretty sure he could have got a better contract.
Nah, think about this for a second. Just think about it for a second. Think who you're talking about. You're talking about the same guy that was sitting down, not doing shit for how long? Before Portland gave him a deal?
Yeah, but he played his ass off last year.
Nobody gives a shit about that. They don't give a shit about that.
But if you sign in for somebody going to sign you for the veteran minimum, you could have picked anywhere in the world and played for a veteran minimum.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, L.A. would have paid a veteran minimum for Carmelo. Both L.A.'s. Because remember at the end of the season, the Knicks was talking about pursuing Carmelo again.
For what? The Knicks is trash.
That's just what they do.
He trying to get a ring. He probably need to go, like you say,
You ain't getting you ain't getting one in Portland.
He think they got a shot.
Stop it. LA's only gotten better.
With old buddy, that what's the dude?
Yeah,
the foreign dude. What's his name?
And they got Schroeder.
Schroeder, yeah, that's a foreign dude. Ain't he foreign?
Is he foreign? I don't think he's foreign. Maybe he's from Canada or something.
Dennis Schroeder. Look how they spell his name. Motherfucker German. Motherfucker German.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh well.
He's born in Brunswick, Germany.
Yeah, he's an upgraded fucking Rondo. He doesn't have the basketball IQ, but he's definitely an upgraded Rondo. Then you got Montrezl Harrell. He's a fucking beast, sixth man of the year. Yeah, man, I don't know. Then they signed Wes Matthews too.
Did they?
Yeah. From Milwaukee.
Nah, he's still with Milwaukee. They
don't have... Nah, he signed with LA.
Oh, nah, you're right. Lakers add... Yeah, you're right. Lakers add Montrell's whatever, Harrell, Wes Matthews. I can't say that nigga name for shit.
Yeah, and then you still Rappers got your bench pieces still there.
Van Fleet.
Who cares?
Yeah.
They gave him a bag, too.
Did they? I wouldn't have gave him shit. Well, Portland ain't shit anyway. I'm not Portland. The Toronto. Portland is Portland, too.
That's y'all team.
That's not my team. Yo, I'm mad at
Toronto. It's going to be the Tampa Raptors.
I hope not. They can keep him up there in Toronto.
No, that's happening. You can't play in Toronto. They're staying in Toronto, but they're just not allowed to play up there this season because of all that Rona shit.
Yeah, but when is this shit going to end?
Permanently moving.
Yeah, when is this shit going to end? Because we said...
This shit is going to end by the summer, yo. And I don't care what y'all say. I'm taking that vaccine.
Yo, I got we got an email at work, and it was like, who all want to take the test batch of the vaccine? Raise your hands.
Oh, yeah, we ain't doing
it. They said, respond back. You got to COB today. Delete. Fuck that, nigga. What?
I'll wait.
What? You got me fucked up.
Look, I'm definitely going to take the vaccine, but by the time we get it, we'll see what's happening. Now, I don't know down the line what that should do to you, but...
Look, I ain't trying to be like your girl. Remember, she took that vaccine and she started walking backwards.
That was fake. That was fake.
Hey.
That was fake. But that shit was scary when you first seen it. You like, for real?
You like, oh, hell nah. Oh, fuck that. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm taking that shit, though. I don't care what everybody... Look. I'm taking that shit. Y'all mess around, get sick and die if you want. At least if I take it, I'll get a couple extra years.
You might have been better off without it, though. Look, hey, my kid's right. Speaking of the Rona, my daughter in high school, she's at the high school up here. She started Monday. This Monday that just passed. She started school Monday. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I get a call.
Oh,
Thursday?
She fucking up already?
No. I get a call Thursday. They leave a voicemail because I ain't pick it up in time. One of the kids or faculty in the school has coronavirus, tested positive, this, that, and that they was going to be contacting the kids. The health department was going to be contacting anybody that was in close contact with the person or whatever. They can't disclose names, this, that, and that. I get a call today saying, hey, this is assistant principal, We went through the list. Your daughter can't come to school for 2 weeks.
Oh,
he was in close
man.
Contact. I said, oh, for real? Here's my question to him, though. I said, so what do I do about my other daughter then? Do she go to school as well? Does she not go to school for 2 weeks as well? He's like, nah, because that y'all should be good because y'all twice removed from the person that was infected. So I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. He's like, I know it sounds confusing.
It don't make no sense.
I said, yeah, you're right. It do sound confusing, but all right, whatever.
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
So he's like,
it's the same reason that you keep all these restaurants open but close schools. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
But here's the kicker part. He called me like 2 hours later and was like, so we got the list from the health department and she wasn't on there. It's like, what?
So, yeah, I'm like, well, like, she still ain't coming.
I was like, yo. I was like, so is she? So he told me that. He's like, so at the end of the whole conversation, I was like, so do she go to school, buddy, or not? I don't know what's going on. He's like, nah, so she's good. She's good. He's like, she can go to school, buddy. I was like, all right, cool. Because at first he was saying, like, she couldn't go to school for 14 days or whatever. But he was like, it's kind of good but bad at the same time, but kind of good because we got the holiday break this week, so she's only going to be missing a week worth of school. I was like, yo, this is nuts. Not even in the school
week. How does she like it so far?
She said it's straight, but they said that shit about everything.
No.
Said it's different. She said that she said, yo, these kids, they cuss.
Yeah. She probably she think said, everything's slow too.
She no, she don't. She said the teachers don't care either. Like the kids would be cussing, and then the teachers be like, "Hey, stop that." That's it.
Yeah, because what can you do?
Can you
like
do?
I seen that as we were coming up through school, it started to get more loose and stuff like that. I wish I was in school now. They get away with everything. They basically do. Adults.
Hey, man, fuck that shit. They do this shit. Yeah. It's like, you know that's how they giving it up out there.
Calling the teachers, bruh, every 5 seconds.
Hey, bro, what you talking about, man? Nah, bro, I turned that shit in. Bro, come on, bro. I turned that shit in, bro.
Listen. I done caught my kids with that a couple times. But, yo, you're not doing that to me.
I'm not your fucking bro. don't bro me. I'm your fucking dad, nigga.
Yeah, my oldest starting to feel itself. He'll be 15 in a month. And, yeah. He already trying to buck up a little bit. But, see, I'm smart enough to squash that shit ASAP.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even on the small buck-ups where you kind of testing where you at.
Oh, yeah, you got to. That way he know, like, yo, even on the small ones, I'm going to get at you. So just imagine what I'm going to do to your ass if you ever try to jump for real, nigga.
Yeah.
Got to put this
little nigga in a sleeper hold for his basketball physical yesterday.
Damn. Oh, man.
Yeah, because, you know what I mean? We couldn't get an appointment for a sports physical last minute, so I had to go to one of those urgent care places to get it done.
Yeah.
And so I go up to the desk, you know what I mean? I'm talking to the lady. I'm like, yo, y'all can sit down over there, you know, while I do this paperwork or whatever. So halfway through, he gets up and comes up behind me. And I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Go sit down. He was like, I ain't got to sit down. Like with a little smile on his face and shit, because I knew he was trying to test me. So, you know, I raised my voice. I was like, yeah, go sit down. I gave him that look. So he went and sat down. I was like, yo, I'll get with you later. So after I filled the paperwork out, I went over there and yoked him up in the waiting room.
Yo, who the fuck you think you fucking with? Just up in front of people and shit, nigga. Don't think it's a game?
That's exactly. You think it's a game? You think it's funny?
You think it's funny? I will fuck you up in front of these people. I don't give a shit. And they're going to be like, they're going to clap when I'm done.
Yeah, because they ain't going to say nothing because, nigga, you almost as big as I am right now. Like,
yeah.
We two grown men in here now. Yeah. This ain't child abuse. This is me fucking you up.
Exactly. And all they know is, and you just might be the same size as me, but I have a lot more experience than you on how to fight.
It ain't
niggas,
that.
So.
Yeah, listen, grown man strength is a different animal.
Hey.
Like, I don't care who you are. If you a teenager and you think you can fight a 30-something-year-old man, you got another thing coming. These muscles been through some shit.
Man, that's why you got to get the gun.
It's a different type of strength.
That's why they get the gun.
Yeah. I don't care. Listen, I don't care if this is the most out of shape grown-ass man you ever met. You got to remember, this dude's muscles got 35, 36 years of experience.
Yes. It's called muscle memory, nigga.
Yeah.
For a reason.
And you going to remember this ass whooping.
You're going to definitely remember this ass whooping, nigga. Because I'm going to leave a scar.
It's like when you was a kid and you tried to mess with your uncles and shit like that and they fucked you up.
Yeah. Well, nah, my uncles was a bitch, so he ain't never fucked me.
Oh, here we go.
What? Well, they was. My uncles was bitches, man. They were. Like, one was a pedophile. The other one was.
You need to go to therapy.
Yeah. That nigga need to go to therapy. Shit. Yeah. Leave them little kids and little girls alone. Fuck wrong with them. Like, yeah, uncle.
I don't really have anything else that I can think of. You know,
I do about the draft. I know we talked about ball going to the Hornets. We did say something about that. But did you see Sheck West enter the draft?
I did see that.
He didn't get drafted, but he entered the draft. How do you go about getting
eligible? He had messed around to be in the G League.
Can he hoop, though? I believe he can hoop. I guess
he can hoop. I mean, if you signed up for the draft, I would imagine that you're not that delusional. And you can hoop. But then again, I seen J. Cole tried out for the Pistons or some shit, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, man, you know Master P played for Golden State? Was it Golden State? That was a different animal.
No, it was the Hornets.
I thought he played for Golden State.
No, you're thinking about Mark Curry. You're thinking about Mr. Cooper.
Am I? Yeah, you're right. I shout out to Mr. Coop. Coop. Coop was the man, yo.
Somebody going to share the video of a Goo Punch the other day, and I lost my shit.
Who
you
is
remember
that?
Goo Punch? You don't remember that show on Nickelodeon, My Brother and Me?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The little black boy, the fat black boy friend, and that bitch made his own, like, juicy juice, but it was called Goo Punch.
Oh, yeah.
He made a whole song about it. Yeah. That shit threw me back.
Oh, man, Goo Punch. Oh, the fat kid with the suspenders.
Yeah. Goo suspenders. Punch all the ladies. Goo Punch. That's a classic.
Yo. Oh, shit. We had a wave from side to side. Okay, I definitely remember that shit, dog. That show was a classic, man.
Dang, Trump got another lawsuit kicked out of court today.
Again?
Not that long ago.
Man. Yo, he is pissed. Fox News just turned on him.
Look, dismissed with prejudice, no leave to amend. Your shit sucks so bad the court doesn't see any way you can fix it. Get the fuck out and don't come back.
Yo, he got.
They called that shit moot.
He hurt. All his supporters is hurt. They keep yelling this fraud shit, and I'm like, yo, it's fraud on both sides. Like, at the end of the day, it's fake.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a question of whether it's fraud, because there's definitely fraud, but it's not fraud in that sense of the word.
Yeah, it's
like,
not
it
like...
maybe a onesie, twosies here and there, but
yeah, it's not like
enough
no...
to overturn thousands of votes.
And they keep talking about, well, you know, the software was switching the votes. Okay, they fixed that part of it. And they went back and said that they fixed it. I mean, if they want to have a whole nother election again, I'm pretty sure that we could do that, and the results are still probably gone.
Yeah, like, these things have been recounted. Georgia did a hand recount. It's like, how dumb do you have to be to follow what this dude says and take it for word?
Bro, they are mad. Like, Fox News don't even cover this shit on Atlanta Face Off. Hundreds of pro-Trump protesters, counter protesters gather at Georgia Capitol.
They gonna mess around and get fucked up thinking they doing something.
They are.
And why are we not calling these people thugs and stuff like that?
Well, because they're not fucking shit up yet, I don't think. I think that's why. They're saying police are in riot gear. What did they say? Police in riot gear.
Oh, are they? I gotta turn that shit on.
Have now come.
I love
in.
To watch me. I like to watch me white dumb people just get fucked.
This was earlier in the day. I don't know who they going after though. I don't know if they're going at the Trump supporters. The police and riot gear have now come in to block the two. Oh, to block the two groups. They was trying to protect them Trump. They were trying to protect them Trump supporters.
Well, they seen what happened in D.C.
Hell, they're trying to protect them Trump supporters. The boys going to get fucked up. They better chill. And that's exactly what happened. They saw what the fuck happened in D.C. Like, yo, you better. Now, all you niggas is going out there strapped. And what the fuck? Like, that one dude that got rocked, right? He got rocked from behind. You saw that video?
Yeah.
He didn't deserve to get rocked from behind, but he did. He definitely deserved to get rocked. So, I mean, why are you in the middle?
No, you better keep your head on a swivel, nigga.
Yeah, why are you in the middle
keep your head on a swivel.
Of people talking that talk, telling people to run up on you?
And then when somebody run up on you.
Yeah, you swinging at motherfuckers. Then when a nigga run up on you, you fall. Should have had his head on a swivel, like you said. You know you
shouldn't
out there
been
fucking
talking shit.
Shouldn't have that too.
Cat Williams shouldn't have been talking shit.
Yeah, I like.
You gonna go to Chocolate City?
Like, I don't see this nigga. There's my thing. This nigga has never once tried to go to the zoo and set foot into the lion's den. Not one time. And talk shit to the lion. Why? He never did that.
Y'all don't like these motherfuckers so much, but you come into their house.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, why would you stay in the birds, bro? Stay in the
you
fucking birds.
You wasn't invited.
Yeah, stay in the country, flying the flags and doing whatever the fuck. Because
what you think about that Gary Owen shit?
what they were talking shit about him during the verses?
Yeah, they do this to him all the time.
Talking about how he try to act black?
Yeah, like he's canceled or whatever. I'm like, yo, how you gonna cancel Gary Owen?
You can't cancel that. That man has black kids.
Nah, this nigga is an ally.
Yeah, this man is black kids. What are you talking about? Anybody with black kids understands. Like, yo, fuck out of here, man. Yo, he gets it.
Talking about he's a little too comfortable. No, you're a little too comfortable trying to cancel people.
He's always been
that. You don't know shit about Gary Owen.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you
don't. He ain't never been anything else.
Yeah. Like, this is him. Like, this is, he is, when motherfuckers talk about trapped in somebody else's body, that's a black man trapped in a white man's body. I honestly believe that. Just the way that motherfucker.
How about I say, now he is a little corny. You know what I mean? But
a lot of black. Yeah, but a lot of black people, everybody have a corny side to them. Like, nobody's the coolest nigga in the world unless you Maul from the Joe Budden podcast. Other than that, you're not the coolest nigga. Like, everybody has some quirks and some weird shit about them. So.
I like Maul. Unpopular.
But that nigga too cool for school, though. That nigga ain't never did shit. Not me. I ain't never got dumped by a girl.
He's logical, though. You know what I mean? He's a logical thinker.
Yeah, but come on. He done did some wild
when you got friends like Joe, you need that one friend that's like that.
Joe's
they balance each other out.
Yeah, because Joe's a nutcase. But Joe has Joe's.
Indeed.
But Joe's the type that gets in his own way. Joe just start going off with it. I understand Joe, though, because you get to a point and you'll start saying some shit, you start doing some shit, and you be like, I done went too far. But then it's like,
well, I'm already here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's like, oh, fuck it, I'm here.
I do that on here sometimes. It's like, yeah. I'm already here. Like,
yeah. Fuck it, just keep it going, man.
Yeah, my pride won't let me turn around now. Yeah. Step on the gas, nigga. Yeah.
Just hit that shit, man. Fuck it. It is what it is. So I can understand that, because I've never let that fuck up like business and no shit like that, though. It has gotten to the point where it could have, but thank God it hasn't. But I've got to the point now I'm smart enough not to let that shit do that. So
yeah, you know what I'm a little salty about? Because I seen Amber's post or whatever, and then I seen T-Pain shit. And this nigga's getting all that free shit. And I'm like, yo, I'm kind of upset about that. I'm kind of jealous. This nigga goes on Instagram, complains about not getting some shit, and the next day he got the shit.
He got all kinds
for
of
the
shit.
Free.
Yeah.
For the free.
That's not even what the part I'm mad at. I'm mad at the fact that this nigga's on Twitch killing it right now. This nigga's on Twitch killing it. We should have been on Twitch by now. The goal was to get us to do live shows and be on Twitch to get money. That was the goal.
Why aren't we doing that?
Because you ain't got no webcam yet.
Nigga, I got a webcam.
Oh, I thought you was trying to get it.
It ain't the greatest. It's the one that's built in. But I mean,
first off, we gotta be consistent with this shit to be able to. Cause that motherfucker, he consistent with it. He on there every couple, like 2-3 times a week. He's streaming.
I mean, if we were gonna do that, I would do it.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that. We gotta push towards that. We gotta crawl before we walk.
Yeah, because we've been talking about that shit and just
and we still ain't did shit. And this nigga
even doing the shit and then pre-recording it and then putting it on like YouTube or something.
See, I don't even know how we would do that. What do you mean, like video?
Yeah.
Niggas don't want to see me talking. I don't think, but maybe I don't know. We shall see.
Niggas watch anything.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, if y'all listen to this, let us know, yo.
Yeah, should we do?
Let us know what y'all think about it. Like, hit us up on Twitter. Do we even have our tags on the new stuff no more? It's been a while since I actually went on to the.
Nah, not really. I got it on Facebook, Apple stuff. But shout out to ever since Brandon, ever since we did that last show, we talked shit about Brandon. Yeah, hit me up. He's like, man, OB sending y'all kind of crazy. So he's just trying to send me like some different type shit.
Some Brandon, soft man. Type shit. Yeah, he tuned it down a little bit.
Yeah, so it's like motivational shit that he's trying to like be
fine. Yo, I told him anytime he want come on, you know what I mean? You can come on.
I've been
bust
saying
it up
that.
For
he be tripping.
Bit.
He be tripping. He's like, oh, no, man. But then he was like, then he said, nah, y'all should have had me on the one show.
On that leash.
He said, nah, she know what it is. He said, nah, she know what it is. She act like him. And that's what's up. If you got if you and your spouse could, you know what I'm saying, chill.
Share
like
nasty
that.
Videos to each other. Yeah. That's cool.
Hey, yo,
look, this better not be one of them episodes where he tells wife, yo, check this out and listen with me. Yeah, nigga, be sharing them nasty videos.
Yo, I'm about to take this. It was about an hour and 40 minutes. I'm about to take it to the day. I'm about to take it somewhere else. Nonsense. We're pretty much done. I'm going to just say this about, like, I come to the realization about myself, man. Like, I have, my dick is trash. Pause.
I'm
to that point.
Where did this come from?
I just
had a bad experience?
No, I'm just
thinking. You had a bad experience?
It ain't, yeah, kind of, maybe. Oh, we'll talk about that. But I don't know if it's, you know what I'm saying, you ain't use it a long time, what happens or whatever. But, yeah, I came to the realization.
Lose it,
like,
you lose it.
Yeah, like, I don't know what I'm a do now. Like, do I turn the pills or what? I don't know. Or do I just say fuck it?
Might be time to get you some Niagara.
That what I'm saying? I don't know. But as you
but
get
then,
older,
but
are you
then ain't no point in taking the Niagara. Ain't no point in taking the Niagara if you ain't getting no buns.
Yeah, that's exactly. But my thing is,
I told you know where that came from, right? You're losing your testosterone out there playing in the garden, planting flowers.
Whatever, nigga, that ain't it.
Cooking apple pies and shit in the kitchen with your apron on.
I don't even eat apple pie. That's just disgusting. Yo, who the fuck is eating a warm fruit? That is the fucking weirdest shit to me.
I like apple pie. Fuck you, nigga.
That the consistency of the fucking, I can't fucking do it, man. Can't do it. It's an apple inside of a...
You soft. You soft. It's an apple. Literally, you soft.
Inside of a fucking fucking pie, man. A fucking... It's mushy.
That's what pie is, nigga.
No, but the apple is mushy and fucking weird and slimy
and shit. What hard pie do you know?
But the apple is slimy and weird and shit, man. That shit, no. No.
That shit tastes good.
Yeah, fuck that. Lemon meringue, you can keep all that shit. I don't eat none of that shit. Nigga, if it ain't red velvet, chocolate,
you a nigga, yo.
I need the chocolate like with the yellow cake.
You don't eat pumpkin pie?
Hell no. Nah. What? Oh well,
sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I do eat sweet potato pie.
Same shit.
Definitely not the same shit. We will have.
I actually prefer. Pumpkin pie.
Santana gonna kill you. Santana will.
I don't care.
She will say that's your white side coming.
And I will agree with her. My taste buds is my taste buds. Like,
but you said they taste the same though. Have you had patties?
All Santana would say is that you don't know no better, or the person whoever you ate it from
ain't make it right. You ever had a patty pie though?
Yes, I've had a patty pie.
Are they good? You like it?
You ain't black if you never had a patty pie.
Nah. We can't pull the Joe Biden now. you can't pull the Joe Biden out of that one. Black in the ass, damn patty pie. What the fuck? Every nigga
look,
in the hood's
patty pie. Listen, patty pie is the equivalent to when Popeyes brought out the chicken sandwich.
But not everybody had the chicken. I know niggas on my timeline was like, yo, I just not had the chicken. This is like a week ago. I just not had the chicken sandwich, nigga.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. Yesterday was the first time I had a Popeye's chicken sandwich.
See? A lot of niggas ain't never had it. And you realize that it wasn't all that.
To me, I knew it wasn't all that. That's why I wasn't in a rush to get it. Like, it's a chicken sandwich.
Their chicken sandwiches be their bread to meat ratio paws be off.
It'd be too much meat, ain't?
It not even that'd be too much breading. I'm like, yo, what?
For real?
Fucking breading.
I thought it was. Oh, okay. You talking about the breading on the chicken?
Yeah. Like, yo, what is?
Yeah, it'd be a little too crunchy. Like, they trying to tear the roof of my mouth up. Like,
exactly.
Come on, fam. Yo. That's why I always rock with I'll eat Chick-fil-A before I eat Popeyes. I don't care.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I eat Chick-fil-A before I eat Popeyes. But I did, like I said before, the best spicy chicken in the game is Wendy's. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Nobody is touching Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Listen, the best chicken sandwich I had was probably that one from Burger King with the long meat patty. Pause.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It had it's a marinara chicken sandwich.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
I know. With the mozzarella on it. That shit is amazing.
I can't do too much bread.
But depending on what Burger King you go to, they be overcooking the patty sometimes, Joe.
And then the sauce will be burnt too. You gotta be careful with
like you places. Ain't never had like the chicken patties that come in like the bag that you get from the grocery store or whatever, and like
you don't put them in the oven.
Yeah, you don't put them in the oven. You might put them in the microwave. Like I had one of them last week. so you put them in the microwave, but with the microwave it don't cook right, so the edges might be like extra hard
and the inside.
That should be the worst.
That dude. That's why I don't get them more. I was like, fuck that shit.
So see, that's why I fuck with the Dino Nuggets now.
I never heard of them.
It's nuggets. They just in the shape of dinosaurs.
I thought you said some expensive shit the way you said it. I was like, what?
Nah, nigga, these is Banquet. These is Banquet or Tyson or whatever the fuck that shit is.
I heard dinosaur. I was like, dinosaur? What the fuck brand is that?
Exactly what the fuck I said, nigga. It's a dinosaur. Nugget.
Oh, man.
Which is good to me. I don't care. Nobody say, fuck you.
ain't nothing wrong with them. Ain't nothing wrong with them. I don't like
this. I know ain't nothing wrong with it.
The breakfast. My breakfast.
You can come up here. You can come on here and talk about some damn soft meat. I'm going to be able to talk about my goddamn dinosaur nuggets.
I ain't talking about soft meat. I talked about the fact that it ain't going it's gonna be trash because I'll probably get like a half a stroke in and I'm done. Like, I'm trash. That's the trash I'm talking about. Like,
you still got a couple good years, man. You better go out here
and then I don't want that embarrassment of talking to somebody and then it happens.
Explaining the situation. No, you guys explain it before it happens. Like, look.
And then they talking
it's
shit.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I don't know how this is going to end up. Don't judge me. Just give me 15 minutes afterwards. We try again.
And you know they're going to judge you. Girl, he was straight and everything. He was
telling
real
your friends and everything.
Yeah,
telling
he
their
nice and sweet and everything. He got this, that. But that nigga, his dick is trash.
Yeah, soon as she leave the house.
Exactly. Like, that's the word.
Girl.
He's so nice.
Then you try. Look. Then you try hit her. Look. You try hit her up. Take her out for dinner later. She don't answer your text messages back. That's how you know you a dub. dub after that.
Mm-mm. This how you know you a dub right here. When she don't even respond to any of your texts, she just hit you with the tap. She'll tap it and respond that way. She don't text you shit.
Man.
That's how you know you dubbed at that point. It's like, yo, she
I'd be offended when it doesn't matter who I'm talking to. If I text you or something and you just tap the message and respond, I don't like that. I'm like, damn, I couldn't even get a real response.
Yo, I tell you what, sometimes it's better to do it that way than
because sometimes you don't be wanting to lead the conversation anywhere else. Like, damn, I don't got time to talk to this nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Or because you be like, I don't want to. Because you start talking, you be like, damn, I don't want a nigga to think like I'm trying to bother the fuck out of her.
I'll let you know I see it, nigga. Be happy.
We got shit to do. We got to keep it moving now. But if a chick do that to
am
you.
Am I the only person that thinks it's disrespectful to turn your read receipts off?
You think it's disrespectful to turn them off?
Yeah. Not disrespectful, but I think, I don't know. Like, with me, I don't turn my read receipts off. You're going to know I seen this. I would like you to know that you got this.
I don't even know if mine are on or off, to tell you the truth.
I can tell you right now. Let me look at your shit. Let me see.
Like, I can't. Because with my kids, it shows on there.
Oh, I guess I can't see.
I can't see red. I see delivered. I can just see when mine is delivered now. But for some reason with my kids, I can see when they read it.
I leave my stuff on. I think you're being sneaky if you turn them off.
I tell you one thing I did turn off was the fact that my notifications, my text messages don't pop up on my screen.
Well, I think everybody does that because I don't want my shit going off and then you just look at my whole goddamn message.
Yeah. Well, some people think that's disrespectful, though.
No, I don't know. I can see that, but.
Look, some women think it's disrespectful to have your shit on vibrate. You gonna take it there.
Or when you turn your phone over.
Yeah. So why you turn the phone over? Because ESPN's fucking sports alerts will get them shits all the time. You gonna be sitting there with your crooked neck the whole fucking time trying to see who it is, and you gonna be pissed because it's either Fox News, CNN, or ESPN. I'm trash. Ain't nobody fucking texting me. Nobody wants trash dick. I'm done in these streets. It's a wrap.
I think we're going to have to end it with that. We had 2 hours. My tablet is about.
Yeah, we chased it.
My tablet can't hold a charge for nothing.
Yeah, and I don't have.
I got plugged in.
Yeah, I have nothing else. I did score the battle 13-13. That's how we're going
to
close it out.
How do you score the battle 13-13? They played 26 songs?
Yeah. They didn't stop at 20.
Oh, that shows how much I was paying attention.
See? Yeah, I ended up scoring 13-13 once it was all said and done. But to the first 20, it was Gucci, in my opinion. But then it got evened out at 13-13.
Oh, here you go.
But that's just my opinion. And I already explained why I felt that way. So, but it is what it is.
He's trashing his childhood. He's trash and he's childish.
Who? Gucci?
Gucci!
Childish?
Childish.
I was...
Look, he came to that shit just to start shit.
Bruh. He sat in the same room with a nigga that tried to kill him.
I don't know. Childish.
Yo. Childish is here to walk to respect the shit out of him while he was sitting in that chair looking all smug and shit. And
shit, like he did everything but that.
Yo, you had the funniest line too, man. Before we get out of here, you had the funniest line about the whole joint. You said, yo, they really about to have these niggas in the baby shower chairs.
Oh, yeah. That's what it looked like.
Oh, yeah. They was in the baby. Them shits was big as fuck, man.
That's the exact chair you got when you sit at the baby shower. At the black baby shower. And they be having that chair right there. Yeah, dad be standing right up and the mom be sitting in the little chair. Get the fuck out of here.
That's like the old.
Mad they took. Look, my only beef with that whole thing was y'all took mad long to start the damn thing. It's supposed to start at 8, didn't start till 9. Y'all didn't even have no, you know, pre-show entertainment. Y'all in Magic City, y'all could have, you know what I mean, had some strippers on there dancing on camera or something like
definitely
that to keep everybody entertained.
I understand why they took two. I understand why he was late, Gucci was late. But that, like you said, it could have had the strippers stripping and popping it, a little something to keep everybody interested because the DJs was just, I didn't give a fuck about that shit. I was ready to get to the shits, and it would have been nice to have some entertainment. But I see why Gucci was late, because he had to record that new song that he dissed him to start the shit off with.
Like, stupid.
That shit was funny. I thoroughly enjoyed that battle, and I'm glad that it didn't end in violence. Nobody was hurt. Despite what Dom say, I'm not fucking throwed off like that and wish that any ill.
You damn right nobody got hurt. Did you see Gucci bodyguards after the show?
Bruh, Gucci had killers with him.
No, this nigga had a detailed security all carrying submachine guns walking beside the car like a president.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Right. I'm with
you. Yeah, you throwed.
You see nothing. Yo, you see something wrong with that?
He's the aggressor.
You tried to kill me.
That was way back then.
What are you talking about? That's 20 years ago. Don't matter. Yo, I still got beef with niggas.
Get over it.
Look, I got beef with niggas in high school. I got to fighting with, nigga. I could just imagine what if a nigga tried to kill me, what it would be. It would be nowhere near this. Yo, it's niggas in high school.
You alive.
It's niggas in high school that won't add me on Facebook because we still got beef with each other from high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all gotta cut that shit out too.
I'll go,
I'm tired of Facebook being adult high school.
That's all Facebook is, and we're going to talk about that next episode, about how I got people on there that's doing some wild shit. But that's for another episode. We are at 2 hours, and I'm done, man. We ain't got nothing else. I got to go take care of some shit and get this episode up. What's the cover of this episode?
The Gucci Timberland boot.
Bet. Got it. I don't think we should do that, though.
What?
Because I think Gucci won, man. We can't disrespect Gucci like that. Put him on the Timberland
boot. He still looked like a fucking Timberland.
Yeah, it was $10,000 Timberland, though. Put respect on that man's name.
Nigga,
man.
Use the Gucci Timberland boot.
Whatever. Whatever. All right, man. Gucci Timberland boot right. It is. What's the name of this episode? Gucci Timberland. Niggas had to wait till the end of the episode to figure out what the fuck this shit was about. They were like, oh, that's why they put that there. Oh, that's why they named it that. You got to make it to the end. It's like a buried treasure.
No, we talked about it.
It's like a treasure map. You know what I mean? You barely
skipped
over.
No, we talked about it. We talked about it before that.
Yeah, would you try to go viral?
But yeah, no, like we talked about it a little bit.
When you try to go viral with the picture.
Well,
but like I said, it's like a treasure hunt map. You gotta get all the way to the end. You know what I'm saying?
Keep you listening.
Yeah, exactly. Who else keeps you? Nobody. Everybody probably does. I don't know. I'm done. I'm out. We're out. Peace.
Me too.